All's Fair in Love and War. Written by Flower Parrish and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated mature, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Quinlan slash Fox. It is tagged with flan, flanfic, humor, established relationship, and fluff.
It's all in the timing. It's poker. You can't see it in my face, but I'm about to play my ace. We need love, but all we want is danger. We team up and switch sides like a record changer.
Quinlan is not the Jedi General of the Coruscant Guard, mainly because that position doesn't officially exist. But after Thorne dug him out of a dumpster once, he kind of took to the guard. He made up reasons to keep coming around, especially after Mace Windu had noticed and asked if he would keep an eye out when he could. No Jedi with working self-preservation instincts trusted the Senate, and having clones with so few legal protection working closely with the Senate day in, day out was worrisome. Quinlan understood why Mace couldn't do more. He simply took the Master of the Order's permission to get himself as attached to the guard as he wanted, in practice if not in name. Quinlan helped with investigations where he could. He glared senators away from whatever shiny they were harassing. He pestered Fox into sleeping more than one nap every few cycles. If that meant that sometimes he had to seduce the Marshal Commander into bed in the first place, tire him out enough to pass out, and then lay on top of him to make sure he didn't wake up and escape leave before he'd gotten a full 6 hours of sleep, well, what could he say? Quinlan was very dedicated to doing his duty. Another responsibility he had assigned himself was less helpful on the surface, but he could feel the difference it made in the subtle lighting of the trooper's force signatures over time. He'd find any food he could. Didn't matter what kind, just that it was good. And he'd gift it to whomever he could find, with one caveat. They had to enact how someone would respond to that food as they tried it. The person changed each time. Sometimes it was a Jedi or a senator. Others it was another trooper, usually one who wasn't present. Today, Quinlan set a jiggly dessert in front of Thorne, Stone, Thyre, and Hound, and prompted, "Commander Fox, go." The four lit up and reached for their forks before pausing, seeming to mentally try and get themselves in the right headspace to impersonate Fox. Quinlan smirked and waited with barely concealed glee. Thyre took a bite and said, "Not as good as calf." Which got a chuckle or two, mostly because they all knew Fox drank his calf black, burnt, and endless. Worse, it was often cold as well. But every time he swore up and down it was delicious and would stare down anyone while drinking it, as if to prove a point whenever he was questioned.
"What a strange texture," Stone commented. "I'm not sure if I like it."
As if to punctuate his point, he took another bite. They all nodded in agreement. Fox loved to continue doing things he hated, as if he enjoyed suffering in the stupidest of ways. Quinlan's smirk grew. He took a bite himself and let out the most obscene moan he could muster. Said Thorne after a few moments of silence. "Aren't we supposed to be pretending we're Fox?" "I was," Quinlan replied with utter sincerity. Hound was giving him a side eye, as if unsure if Quinlan was fucking with them. To be fair, Quinlan absolutely was. Fox appeared in the doorway.
"What's that?"
he asked, gesturing at the partially eaten dessert on the table.
"Flan," Quinlan said. "Want to try some?"
Fox shrugged and came forward, stealing Quinlan's fork to shovel a bite into his mouth. The obscene moan he let out was, Quinlan was proud to note, nearly identical to the one Quinlan had done less than a minute previously. "Delicious," Fox said when he was done,
Thanks, Quinn.
He squeezed Quinlan's shoulder and left as quickly as he'd appeared.
Said Thayer.
What?
Said Stone flatly.
How?
Hound demanded.
Thorne narrowed his eyes at Quinlan.
You cheated,
he declared.
I just know Fox that well, Quinlan protested, some of the efficacy of his defense lost to the fit of giggles that had overcome him after Fox left the room of shocked Vode behind. It was true, after a fashion. Quinlan absolutely did know Fox well enough to know what his moans of pleasure sounded like. He'd also known Fox was standing right outside the room, listening to them the whole time. Thorne grabbed the plate and pulled it toward him. I'm confiscating the rest of this, he told Quinlan. Mine now. Quinlan all out laughed and held his hands up in surrender. Yours, he agreed, as if he was conceding when they all knew he'd planned to give them the rest all along. I have better things to do anyway. He stood and winked before heading off in the direction Fox had gone. Better things to do, indeed. The end.